Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 5th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about fuel price increases in Zimbabwe.
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly right now at 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can catch us at www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com and Fondebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about fuel price increases in Zimbabwe and its impact on local people.
The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petrol and diesel by up to 29% on Saturday after Finance Minister Ntuli Ncube raised import tax on fuel last week.
According to the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority, petrol now costs $9.01 Zimbabwe dollars from $7.55. Diesel costs $9.06 Zimbabwe dollars.
And to date, fuel prices have been increased four times since June by more than 500% this year due to the sliding local currency.
Prices of basic commodities and services have more than doubled since June when the government renamed the RTGS currency as the Zimbabwe dollar, which has been sliding in value amid widespread shortages, including power, fuel, and the United States dollars.
And most people are now struggling to make ends meet while the government says it is fixing the ailing economy.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
So joining the conversation right now on all our Facebook platforms, and would like to also hear from you, our followers, both on radio and on Facebook, on what you think about what is happening to the economy.
Namhlanje sikhuluma ke ngamafutha ezimoto siwazwile ukuthi akhuphukile ngomgqibelo okwamanje nxa sikhuluma ipetrol $9.01 kusilinganiso selita kuzobuya ke idiesel $9.06 okutsho ukuthi idiesel sidula okudlula ke ipetrol. So ke sikhuluma ke le ntengo yempahla etshiyeneyo kanye yakhuphuka sibe lokumangalisayo. Lokhu sokwenza ukuthi abantu bakhale ngokuthi elizweni leZimbabwe abasenelisi ukuthi baziphilise ngemfanelo. Kusukisela nje ngoJuni kukhanya ngazani ke ifuel isikhuphuke kunye okumangalisayo, amafutha ezimota angane abiza kunye okumangalisayo. So ke kunjalo ke Mavulas.
Kune yavo vachango bva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokukwazisai nasi paLive Talk tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panguva iyo mitengo yemafuta ekufambisa akadai sepeturu nedizu iri kuramba ichikwira. Tinonzwa isu kuti nemusi weSaturday kana kuti Mugovera takaona isu Ntuli Ncube kana kuti Regulatory Authority ichiti iyo yakwanisa iyo kunge ichikwidza mutengo wemafuta. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano, uyezve pari zvino tiri kunzwa kuti mafuta ekufambisa edizu ava kutodhura kukunda epetrol. Mafuta epetrol ari kusvitswa iwo pa $9.01, diesel richiita iro $9.06. Saka pindai muchirongwa mutiudze kuti kwenyu kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yemafuta, uyezve kana muri kuenda kuzvitoro zvinhu zvichiri kunge zviri kuramba zvichikwira here, tichiona kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa watanga iwo kuramba uchikwira. Uyezve hurumende inonzi iyo yawanikwa ichikwidza mutengo wemafuta by 500%, zvinoreva kuti yakakwidza mutengo uyu kana irogere rino iri. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano kuti pindai muchirongwa mutiudze kwamuri uyezve kuti kwakamira sei panyaya yemafuta iwaya ekufambisa. Ari kuwanikwa here kwamuri ikoko? Muri kuawana here pamagaraji kwamunenge maenda? Uyezve pindai muchirongwa, kana mapindai muchirongwa monyora sita renyu uyezve nenhamba dzenyu, makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuti mupinde muchirongwa. Gibbs.
At the same time, Marvelous, there is a statement that has been sent out by President Emmerson Mnangagwa,
mm-hmm.
indicating that former president Robert Mugabe has been in Singapore for the past couple of months
mm-hmm.
Because he's not feeling well. So he's assuring the nation that he's recovering well, but at the same time he's saying people should pray for him. So he went there for a checkup and kanyanzani kunjalo zilukandaba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi abantu kumele bakhulekele umongameli owaye umongameli uMnumzana Robert Mugabe uthi kezwa kuhle lokho wahamba khona ngale eSingapore ngo-April kodwa ke uthi ke hayi amadokotela amgangela abona ngani sengconywana uyaphenduka kwele Zimbabwe.
Nauza trukufa kutambira kune awo vakateerera ndetse kuti pane zvinyorwa zvabva kuhofisi yemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe pari zvino vari kunzwa havo zvakanaka uyezve vanga vari kunze kwenyika kuSingapore uko vari kuenderera mberi vachirapwa vari kuti ivo veruzhinji mupinde pamunamato muchinamatira vaMugabe sezvo kunyangwe zvavo vari kunaya. Gibbs, what I'm not understanding, mm-hmm. is he saying the former president is still in Singapore?
He's still in Singapore.
Uh-huh.
He went there early April, and is recovering. He sent a delegation to Singapore,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go and check him up. And he's saying he's actually recovering. Maybe he should be back home as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still there.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tichiwezera pa nyaya tatiri kutaura kuti zviri kunzi izvo nava Mnangagwa vakatumira ivo nhumwa kuSingapore kuti vaende kunoona kuti vaMugabe vari kunzwa sei uyezve vari kuti hanzi vaMugabe vanaya mbijana asi vachiri kuda munamato saka vari kukurudzira ruzhinji munyika kuti hanzi pindai pamabvi murambe muchinamatira vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Mazwi aya anyorwa iwona vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muzvinyorwa zvavanyora nhasi, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So I think we've got our first guest, if we have to go back to our topic of the day. And I think this is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya is an economic commentator based in Harare. Mr. Ngwenya, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And I don't intend to pray for Mugabe, so I rather pray for Kukura and the victims.
So anyway, people have options, but we hope for the best
right.
for the old man anyway. So now, yeah. Mr. Ngwenya, the fuel price increases have been going on since, June, or maybe since January this year when there were protests, right. you still remember. Right. So what is going on, really?
You know, this is the way this criminal junta is very heartless and no conscience. We are told that, Bill Rautenbach, who owns, Green Fuels,
mm-hmm.
Invested millions and millions of dollars in to try to lessen the burden by blending the local imported fuel with his ethanol. So mm-hmm. I do not understand why there is a need to keep on increasing the price of fuel rather than increasing the proportion of the blending. So how does the local content, how does the green fuel content in the whole matrix of fuel operate if there is this, an increase? Why? Because, the whole, value chain of fuel is maintained on a US dollar. So if you are selling at a pump price of less than the market rate, which is about 9 to 10, RTGS
mm-hmm.
per US dollar, you cannot raise enough money to import fuel. So this is why 2 months ago, he misrepresented to the nation that the Reserve Bank is going to be allocating money to fuel importers. So what is happening with that money is because the keys are not going away. So it means that the Zera is trying to chase the US dollar so that the replacement value is based on the market rate of the US dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Vangwenya tinoku chingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu. Mombotipawo maonero enyu tiri kuona kuti vazhinji vari kuchema vachiti ivo peturu nedhiziri zviri kuramba zvichikwira munyika uyezve zvinorevawo kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichikwira zvinorevei izvi kana kuti sei zviri kuramba zvichidaro
munoziva vateereri chitsotsi chagara chiriko ndechekuti avo sahwira vedu vanonzi Bill Rautenbach vane Green Fuel Company kuchiredzi vainzizvo vakapinza mari dzakawanda kuita kuti vari nenzimbe kuti nzimbe iyaiya ishandiswe kuti yowedzera yatin not local content kuti kana chi fuel kana chi pidwa munyika wo isawo muto wenzende kuti tisanyanya ku kurwadziwa nekubvisa neku pinda petro asinosha kuti kana muto wacho nzingo chinzi uri kuitwa mu mafuta acho kose mafuta acho ari kungoramba chikwira zvichireva kuti pane pagara pane chitochiripo nokuti fuel yedu inokondwa nekatel vanhu vashoma shoma vatatu kana vaviri and uyezve mutungamiri wereserve bank vamangudya vakativo vachapa vanounza mafuta mari yekunge vachiunza mafuta saka chinowanisa nechekuti nekuti hatina mari yekunze kwenyika madhola aya atinotenga papump price ataitenga nefuel ye$5 haakwani kutenga lita rimwe chete saka tiripo ndechekuti vakakwidza kusvika ku10 kana ku12 vachazowana manje kuti vapi munhu anonge achiunza petro okwanisa kutenga dhora intermarket interbank rate saka fuel yacho iri kutodhingirirana nemutengo wedhora musvika mutema.
Mhm. Aiwa mombobata makadaro vangwenya Gibbs.
Ye, nxa sikangela baba ngwenya, sibona ukuthi umthelo wena lo we intengo yamafuta petrol le diesel. Iloku kuphuka vele ngapheliyo kodwa abantu bathi ukuthi kuhambelana phela lokhu le intermarket rates lezi esikhona. Kambe vele kumele ukuthi nxa ukhuphula intengo ye petrol usebenze khona kugonoko. Kumbe kulokunye njalo kumele ukhangele.
Hayi mina vele ukugcina bakhona babevele khona ukuthi sitshele ukuthi ipetro ithengwa ngama ngemali yangaphandle ama-US dollar kodwa ukuze uzize idola lakhona wena ufanele ukhiphe i-$9 or $10 nanxa ngifika lapho esikotshweni lesana sesepetro ngikhipha i-$5 ngi-6 kusho ukuthi umuntu vele engithenga kuye akakwanisi ukuthi ayithenga ifuel lakhona ngoba uyabe sefanele ayekhipha i-$10 or $12 eduleni lota so ugono umnyamangunja ureserve bank governor wayethe khona uzobanikeza imali yangaphandle kwelizwe nge-1-to-1 kodwa akwenzi ngoba i-interbank rate isikhwelile su-8-9 so sowuqakathekile ukuthi bakhweza intengo wodwa phela antsho kulosihalo wanota ngubhili i-return bank osecherezi olima imfe esithi yena umsobho wakhona ufanele ufakwe kupetrol kwenzela ukuthi singabi lenkinga yokubhadala imali ephezulu kodwa asaboni manje ukuthi umsobho wakunisebenzana amatosi kushiso ungamatosi amaningi azama ukuthi akhame uzibe ezimbabwe ukuthi bazize imali eningi
ye kodwa-ke siyabona ukuthi konoko womhluzi lo wemfe nxa sugangela kwakho waba leja tropa into ezinjalo kwagcina kudilika so lakho lokhu akudilikanga yini
akudilekanga ngoba vele imitshina yakhona ivele imitshina omsuzi wemfelwane wawuvele ukhona lo usmith wavele esebenzisa lelakhona lobe -South Africa e-Brazil itechnoloji yakhona vele yi-intsha okuhluphayo ukuthi umsobho wakhona umsuzi wakhona uthengiswa ngemali ephezulu sokuthi loba kungazihlanganise la mafutha la avela ngaphandle kwelizwe imali yakhona vele kayintshintshi ngoba ipetrol le ithengiswa ngabantu abalutshwane i-cartel so bona vele phakathi kwabo bebathathu bona abantu akhona bavele bahlale fasi base bathi khona imali kayenzi imali eningi lapha akudingi ipetro ukuthi yedlule ipetro yezambia thina siyithe silungisa umhlizi wakhona kithi kube ugqilile kugile ngokukhona lapha mfowethu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So he's talking about the ethanol project in Chiredzi, maybe in Manicaland. So he's saying that he's wondering why there is no blending of ethanol with the petrol. So he says there is something that is not going right.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Let's take a look at what. Tanzwoti nema callers ari pa nare tangata kuda kuverenga kunemi vari pa Facebook asi tombomira rikaitende kuna caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Ehe, tukutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Oh, mukutaura na Matongo ndiri kuno South Africa.
Taurai tinzwe vaMatongo. Kwakadii ku South Africa?
Aiwa, tirikungozama-zama.
Taurai tinzwe.
Aiwa, nawo yekukwira kwemutengo iyi iri kundotishaisa mufaro nekuti inobva yangoita kuti zvese zvinobva zvangoma munyika. Hapana chino nekuti zvinhu zvese zvinobva zvakokwira. Dai zvaibvira ivo vakuru dai zvaibvira vakuru venyika vangonzwanana ava zvino zvingoitika vanhu tiwane mufaro wedu kana tukatatambura.
Saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura navo vakuru venyika vamaiti chii?
Dai ndaiwana mukana wekuti titaure navo ndaiti ndaivakurudzira kuti vanzwisisane tibatane semhuri yeZimbabwe. Timboisa makaka kusawirirana pasaidi tongoita chinhu chimwe chete sevana veZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti tinogona kubudirira.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo, muve nezuva rakanaka mukoma.
Rakanaka tete.
Our caller there is asking for the leaders. Mr. I think he's calling for the leader of the opposition to now join hands with the leader of the country, Emmerson Mnangagwa, saying those two, him and Chamisa, should join hands and forget about their differences and, you know, sit on the drawing board and come up with a plan, because he says people have suffered enough.
Right. Let's go back to Mr. Ngwenya. So, Mr. Ngwenya, we see that due to the fuel price increases, you know, people have to pay about $3 a trip in terms of commuters, you know, when you are using combis. But when you are using Zupcos, you have to pay about 50 cents. So tell us a bit about this.
Right. You know, the tragedy of government subsidies in public transport is well documented. But you find that this is why there have been generations and generations of Zupcos coming into this country from China, from Belarus, from everywhere. And after they run their life, you know, their new life of the engine, they cannot be maintained. Because if you are going to be paying 50 cents, you are not. It's not even 1/100th of the cost of a liter. So the money that is being poured into these fuel subsidies, this is why even the private fuel market does not have fuel. Because the government has to pour millions of liters into this, you know, Zupco subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
It's temporary relief, because eventually nobody in Zupco or the government will be able to maintain those buses, because they are not accumulating any savings to maintain the buses. So it's just but a temporary relief. And before we know it, 3-4 months down the line, when these buses cannot be maintained, we'll be back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
So it was necessary for this government to be more reasonable, to say if the general combi price is about $4 or $5, they charge half, which is $2.50. I don't think Zimbabwe would have complained. So what they are doing now is they are setting themselves to failure because they won't be able to maintain those passes in the medium term.
Yeah, thank you so much. And stay on the line. So, Dr. Slobabo Lotspanda, come on, Baba Spanda, unwachona njani? Baba Lotspanda, kunjani?
Niyaphila baba njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Sikhulume ngakhona kuke amafuta ezimota akhuphuka ongapheliyo kwele Zimbabwe. Kambona uthini ngakhona?
Hey, into leyo izisubuhlungu kakhulu mani, ngoba masithi siyakhangela ngendlela akhuphuka ngakhona, akhuphuka okungaphezulu kwamandla ethu sinabantu. And engikunanzelela ukuthi ipetroli yasekhaya kayithengwa out of country, even iyatholakala lapha. So ukuthi why kumele ikhuphuke kangaka, ayinto yakhona isisubuhlungu.
Yeah, ipetroli ithengwa kwamanye amazwe. So ke kumele kudingakala idola phela ukuthi iyethengwa emazweni lawo. So ngoba ilizwe leZimbabwe kalila mgodi yokwemba kumbe ngithi yokuthi kucongozela ipetrolo. Yeah, so ikhona kungani kuyahlupha. So xa ukuthi besebenzisa imali
imali yakwamanye amazwe akufanele angithenge laphana ekhaya, ekubeni la yona ekhaya yona bhondi lelo lingatholakali futhi.
So ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni manje?
Yebo ba,
kumele kwenziweni futhi.
Ngokubona kwami ukuthi kusuka kube thina abantu siyakhula, thina abantu besindebeleni sisuka sibulawe yibugwala ngokuthi sizimele noma silwele into engeyethu, especially emathebeleleni laphana. Kube siyalwela ukuthi lathi kube khona owakithi ophathayo, ngoba uma ngithi ngiyabheka mina, yabona ngikhuluma kumanje namhlanje, angila lapho engihlala khona la engakhe khona ama-resettlement kwathiwa siyaqhotshwa kuhlela endaweni ezazingamapulazi. So wonke lo plan akuyo line leyo abantu bebuyayivotele izani kukhethela udlulileyo. Ngizibuza ukuthi ngobani abavotela izani sevuka sihlukunyezwa okungaka. Kube kuthiwa kukhona wakithi esintwini ophatha laphana kube uya understand ama sikhuluma ngale indaba yokukhuphuka kwezinto esikhuluma ngakho.
Kodwa
ukudala ukuthi siqale thina abantu besintwini sibe nesibindi sokukhetho wethu ozosimele siyokhalaza kuye asizwele a-understand akwazi ukuthi akumele lokhuyana akulungise ngoba ngaze siqale kunje sithi kumbe kwenze so kukhuphu kwehle kwenze so akungeke sibakhone labana abantu bempumalanga.
Hayi siyabonga.
Ngeke sibakhone kalula.
Sibonga kakhulu ke baba Sibanda ungadinela kusasa. Yeah, so Mr. Lot Spanda says the bottom line is elections.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are electing wrong people, then don't expect them to give you anything. So he says elect your own guy. He's going to represent you well. Mm-hmm. Then you end up having good prizes and all those kind of things. So I'm told we've got a caller on the line. I guess it's too slow.
Hello.
Oh, we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma.
Mm-hmm.
That's our second guest. He's a former member of parliament for Pelanda Bampopoma. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are things there?
No, we are struggling along.
Yes, so I think you can pose a question.
Maybe let me come back to, in fact, let me first say hello to our Facebook followers. Then I'll come back to you, Mr. Chuma. Since maapa na ripanap. Tina Courage Mutobaya na Itop Feni Darguti. I'm watching you from South Africa and Riku noku Wits Bank. Simangaliso Arguti hi Tinotenda Mazinda and Maskwera Seiko Murie Zimbabwe and Riku Kona Jangu Driku noku Cape Town. I watinoku chinga mize kwakadiko Cape Town uko Tinotenda Mzinda and please call me Fungai Nyama Pokoto. Arguti Makadi nin Riku Funira and Riku Zimbabwe, please call me Fungai Tchaiza Kukufunira Mbonzikoti kwa kadiko kumusha uko kuzimbabwe. Mogeni Nyamataka arikuti maskwera seiko murie Zimbabwe. I'm watching you from Cape Town. Cape Town ndo inenge irikutonga ipo panapa. Clinton Guta aripano Alfred Kamunjomanza. I'm watching you from Cape Town again. Thanks for updating us every day about the situation in Zimbabwe. Vatipa namba zake Courtney Mepi Courtney Anzi. Varikuti wa vasikufara ne battle ririkutonga parizvino anzi amene kuti vane vanhu vakavavotera here regaindi vandaenda manje kuna vachuma Mr. Chuma, there are a lot of people complaining about the escalating prices of fuel especially in the past few days, and they are actually blaming the ruling party, saying that, you know, they are not doing enough to help the situation in the country. What's your take?
Well, it's a very simple matter, madam. We have moved away from the American dollar,
mm-hmm.
and we've now gone into our own currency, our own money. And therefore, if you notice, the prices of fuel and many other goods have been pegged using the United States dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've moved to the Zim dollar, definitely we must expect that the prices will begin to align to the rate, the prevailing rate of the Zim dollar versus the American dollar. So this is something that was expected to happen. And while it was happening, the only unfortunate thing in this whole game plan here is that business employers are busy adjusting their prices according to the rate, the current rate that they're prevailing, to the goods and services that they offer, but they are not doing the same with the salaries. I'll give you an example. If say somebody was buying a bottle of cooking oil for say $2,
mm-hmm.
and now it's going for $20 because they've adjusted it from the $2 US dollar to the $20 Zim dollar. It means that there's a times 10 adjustment to that price. Why is NTM Hyper Zimbabwe not doing the same thing to the retail operator salary, which is probably $300 US? So now why don't they multiply it again as well by 10 and make it $3,000? Because if you begin to earn $3,000, it will now not be an issue when they buy cooking oil for $20 because the money they've adjusted accordingly. But here we have a situation whereby goods and services going up and keep on going up according to the prevailing rate of the US to within dollar, but the same is not applying to our salaries. And this is where that gap is, and this is where everybody now feels the pinch and starts crying loud. So what is supposed to happen now is that employers, the business world, must now start adjusting salaries of its workers, removing from that US dollar component to the Zim dollar component, and they must use that in the bank rate. And once we do that, we'll begin to feel, a bit of relief, and there'll be no too much crisis like we actually experience right now. Because if you look at it, when fuel is said to be $9 right now, it's almost equivalent to what? To about a dollar, US, $1 US dollar, right? So in real terms, in real talk, it's not expensive. But because we have not adjusted the earnings of people, that is why people think that it is expensive. But if you compare it, look even in South Africa, I think the rand is 1.14 to, to the US dollar. Look at how much the fuel is. It's around 13, 14 to 17 rand per liter. That is realistic. And then this makes it easy for even anyone who wants to import that fuel to be able to do so, because they know that when they come and sell it, they recoup the proper value of money, which makes business sense for them to be in that business of importing the fuel. And then we'll begin to have even less stress, and these shortages and the fuel queues will begin to be a thing of the past if we live in reality. Populism will not help us here. We need to be real. Let's all take the adjustment. We are adjusting prices as businesses, but why not adjusting wages for your employees? So that is 1:1.
Please hold on. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hey,
caller. I want to talk to you.
Muri kutaura na Thomas Mudavana ndiri ku South Africa.
Taura
kurwadziwa pane zvandoda kuti ndimboedza kuti ndibatsire kana vakaterera vanhu vezano PF kusvika kumaminista nevamwe vese vangakwanisa.
Taura itinzi.
Mashoko angu makuru ari kundirwadza kutaura kudai. Ndina mai nini vangu mune kunawo nayangu vanga vakaguka gumbo, vakatyoka gumbo. Vakatora mavhiki anokwana kuita 3 weeks veitadza kurapwa dhokota unouya kamwe chete kwamutare. Asi chiri kundinesa vana president vakarwara kazwa kuti vamugabe vari kusingapore. Ndege dzavanoenda nadzo ndozvazi ndege yakakura ine mapacities akawandisa. Vamwe vari kuiswa kuIndia. Hazviitiwo here kuti vaya kuenda nendege yavo yavatorowo vamwe varombo vondorapwawo navo sevanhu avo vapfumi vanongosiyawo havagari pedyo navo mundege macho vanogarawo masitari sure sure kuti kungopotawo vechitapudza havo pazindege rese riyakuti ritakure munhu wani kana kuti vanhu kuu makorokota vondogara mumahotera hazviitiwo here ndaida kuti mundibvunzirewo kuvanhu vezano PF kana kuti vangandishandura here vachiri mumhanzi nevamwe varipo ndege dzavo idzi hadziitiwo here kutakura varombo kuti vandoraramawo dani kuti kurarame vanhu vaviri vachiengwa vari korapwa kuindia vari kurapwa muno musouth africa veienda nendege vamugabe vari kusingapore nendege ari one but varombo vari kupere kufa vana vedu vari kupere kufa.
Aiwa, vamuda vanhu regai tivhunze varipo panapa Kips vachuma. Mr. Chuma, I don't know if you understand Shona. Maybe I can translate for you.
Yes,
Mr. Chuma. Munotaura kamanzwa vamuda vanhu varipo apa vada kunzwa hanzi. Kondege idzi dzatinonzwa kuti dziri kutakura vakuru venyika. Tanzwa izvezvi mutungamiri wenyika vati vamugabe vari kuSingapore kwavari kurapwa uyezve kubvira April. Saka vari kuti hadzigonewo here kutakurawo vamwe vasingawani sehama yavo iyi yakakuwara. Pindura itinzwe.
Ndavaza chaizvo vakuru vanga vechibvunza. Unfortunately, I'm the Rumende, the Fambira, Arab Emirates ugo vauya nemishina yekuzvipatara vakauya nezvimwe zvinhu mapirizi nezvinhu zvakadaidai kuti tiedze kuti titange kugadzirisa kuti zvipatara zvedu panapa zviite zvipatara zvekutoti unogona iye president yavo anogona kunopinda vakarapwa ikoko kana ona kubuda iti began now your choice but we want to get mafacilities edu aya kuti ashande futi zvakare nemazo dzai kuti kuti vanhu vasabe kubura panje. Saka this is the drive that is happening, and I am glad kuti United Arab Emirates yanyatso tigashira taizvo. After president ndavakaenda koko kunobuda pay state visit kwavo, kwakutanga kubhadhara manje, nokuti they are even contemplating kuti vanhu vachavhura a plant here in Zimbabwe, muno Zimbabwe. Equipment. At the end of the day, I'm sure, let's give it a year or two. That's just about point of which to let Sassan Botara, Jana India, Jana Singapore, Jana South Africa, say that we have Pawugona would do Ugangonza, Maraz, one of our people, one of our parameter, the Zagos of the fire, open our bomb.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamuda vanhu mhino kana muchiripo magutswa here nezvataurwa navachuma.
Ndiri kunzwa handina kugutsikana. Chandisina kugutsikana ndepekuti hapasi kujekeswa kuti ndege iyi hapana wele spesi zvokuti varombo, zvokuti mishonga ichatengwa inotengwa kunenge kwafa vanhu vangani varombo. Painouya mishonga iyo vanhu vari kufa everyday kuparire Nyatwa, Kugomo, Kumpilo Hospital, vanenge vafa vangani kungoisawo vashoma kuti vandoraramawo.
Aiwa, tazvinzwa.
Vandoraramawo vaya vanovhota, varombo tisinovhota, tichitovhotera ivo vapfumi vava. Kungovaisawo mundege havo, vanosiyanisa ndege ndakamboikwirawo neni. Dzimwe dzakakura dzinotakura vanhu vanosvika kuma200, dzimwe kuma1 something, kungotakurawo hako kana kuti 10 passengers dzega.
Aiwa, tazvinzwa. Ndofunga kana
wangu auzonyatsoupindurwa ipapo.
Ehe, aiwa, tinokutendai nekuti vachuma vati ivo havasi mutauriri wavamunangagwa kana kuti ofisi yavamunangagwa. Saka ndofungawo ikoko kuofisi yavamunangagwa vakateererwa vachazvinzwa. Asi tinotenda chaizvo nemubvunzo wamabvunza, uyezve tinoshuvira kuti vekumahofisi ikoko vazvinzwa zvamataura. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Gibbs, yeah. Over to you. We have a caller here who was actually suggesting that because the president, sometimes when he's going outside the country as a big plane, and he just, you know, he just published a press statement saying the former president, Robert Mugabe, is in Singapore. So is it not possible, especially like when he is going or sending other government officials who are going for treatment outside the country, to also have a few poor people
to hitchhike?
Yes, to maybe take a few seats on the plane, because they also want to get well. So he posed the question to Mr. Chuma, who was very graceful and answered him that, you know, he's not the spokesperson for the president, but he, you know.
Very good question, I think. So now, what is really ku baba uri Joyce Ngwenya? Baba Ngwenya, ngokuzwa wena lapha ke u baba uChuma ependula abantu sibili. Nakona kuti nxasika kana munoto uzwe kusutisa yini kuronga kukhulumayo ngokuti ama prizes ona lawa ayenziwa kuyini kusiya phambili kusiya kona.
Uyaona phela vele ubaba uChuma njengomuntu wezanu uzazama ukuthi alungisise avale inkonxa evele evutha engavalekiyo. Ukutshengisela vele ukuthi umbuso wezanu okhona kathesi kabakwazi ukuthi inkinga ingaphi, kabakazwisisi ukuthi kanti inkinga ngoba nxa wena uzabe ulokhu kheza intengo yezinto, uzacabanga ukuthi laba abavele bezika izimali ezilutshwane baza kwenzanjani. Kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi njengoba ngangilalele umango nje ayikhuluma last ukuthi nje emhlanganweni esithi yena ungazi ukuthi ungakhweza intengo yezinto, sikhweza futhi imiholo yabantu kuba le hyperinflation. So yena uMangudla uzama ukuthi avambe intengo cost of money inflation ukuthi ingakhweli. Yikho vele awusuke kwenzakale ukuthi bakhweze imiholo yabantu. Lokhu akukhulumayo ukuthi kuzalungiseka nxa kunjani njani. Idola ivalue njemangitshilo mfowethu ukuthi ivalue chain yethu vele ikontrolwa lidola. Nxa idola lilokhu lihlupha ukuzuza, akula sikhathi besizafika khona ukuthi sizaphumelela ukuthi intengo zihlale ziphansi. Ngoba asibe asilungisa impahla eZimbabwe, impahla zonke esizilungisayo zivela ngaphandle kwelizwe. So kuzasala kule pressure kwi-system yethu ukuthi idola libe lokhu lidula, ngaphandle kokuthi kuguqulwe indlela ezenziwa ngazo umbuso ubabo uthulinqo yalokho kweza into ngoba umxothana lezi yesidola lokho kuna ubaba uchuma hayi yisakuzwa nje vele inhlale yenza ukukhunywa ukukhunywa abantu bezanupiya.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. So what Mr. Ngwenya is saying is that you know, the shortage of foreign currency is something that is really devastating Zimbabwe's economy. So he says besides the manufacturing sector being down and other things, so which means that at the end of the day, there's no production. And when there's no production, there's no foreign currency coming in. So ngizokuthola ke sesilobaba icungweni lapha. What is it uthi silobani? Mfowethu, kunjani icungweni?
Ngiyaphila kunjani, mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ya, uthami izulu ngilona sejohannesburg.
Yeah, unjani Zulu?
Hayi, ngiyaphila mfowethu.
Yeah, wena ubona njani khona ukuhlala kukhuphuka imtengo yamafutha ezimota, ipetrol, le diesel, lokunye okuthize?
Hey, le situation le yasekhaya inzima kakhulu and fona sengingasho impela isinto esikhulu ngithi it's out of control. Uhulumende ngicabanga ukuthi uprove kudala nje ukuthi wehluleka kuneminyaka neminyaka baphethe but ayikhona nje into engasihlalunga oba manje uma kukhuphuka amafutha kukhuphuka yonke into nje sengasho ngithi okuqala behluleka nje babona ukusebenzisana namanye amazwe angaphandle. Lapho ngicabanga ukuthi ikuba selfish bazicabangela bona bawethu into ey'fana nalezo. So akuna foreign currency engenayo, there's nothing moving nje. Kwabona nje bona bazenzela ama-business outside because vele ba-corrupt and stuff. So angiboni mina kuba noshintsho lapha nekhaya instead of ukuthi kube noshintsho. And manje ngalesi khathi samanje ngicabanga ukuthi kuyoba wese bayona le mali abayifakile noma singayiboni thinabanye ngoba singaphandle kwamazwe. Yenza futhi i-situation ibe worse. Le situation yakho iba nzima kakhulu futhi kuthina esiphila ngaphandle kwezimphathoshelo.
So kodwa kuyalungiseka yini konke kolokho okuhluphayo elizweni?
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi thina singabantu yithi esingakwazi ukulungisa ngokukhipha lo hulumeni akhona because now like uma ngifunda nje lapha kumasisandaba Nairobi ngibona ukuthi ngapha endaweni yaselupane lo muntu wezano bamvotela abantu. So yabona ukuthi masose nabantu laba abakholelwa ebandleni lezanu p f angiboni kulungiseka because the only way to fix this ukuthi kukhishe olangeleligambela ukusayo because ibona abantu ababulalizwe kahle kahle. Manje abantu nabo basekhaya basibulala mani ngokulivotela leli qembu lezanu. Ya ngicabanga ukuthi manje for now angeke ngisho ukuthi kuyalungiseka or akulungiseki because ngathi majority of the people they still believe kuzanu p f ukuthi ingalungisa kodwa they've proven themselves for years and years now ukuthi hayi bona banandaba nabantu.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Zulu, ungathela kusasa eh?
Hayi, ngiyabonga mfakazwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So Mr. Tam Zulu he is saying the only solution to Zimbabwe's problems is removing the government. He says the current government is not doing well. So remove it, and that's it. So maybe Juma will react later. Let's take a caller. I guess we've got a caller. Eh?
Hello, caller.
Hello, Vali.
Tiriwadi, Truktora, nani uye shemuru kupi?
Nuda, nasi wangasin jeo, tiri ku Mondoro Ngezu.
Kwa ka di iko ku Mondoro Ngezu?
Aha, tiri ku tambura kuma.
Aiwa, taura enyu tinzwe, ko panye kukira kwe mafuta nejimwe, kwa kamira se iko uko.
Ndani haye kukura kwezvinhu yati shungu dzazvikuru tikatarisa isinora mane magarden.
Ehe.
Noda mafuta ekudirisa. Kaenda ku service station kwacho mafuta asi kuwanikwa. Paono ana pamukoto mazhinji anoda ma US dollars.
Ehe.
Kuti unotenga mafuta ne US dollar unogona kuwana chizi dollar per liter. Saka kuti tenge mafuta ya $10 zvinenge watochinja 100 and something mabhoni. Zonoti mugarden macho kutochaje munobhadhere remuriyo mari inoita $5 $3 vanhu vacho havasi kuwana mari.
Saka munoita sei manje pamira pakadai tichiona kuti muri kuti ndo raramiro yamuri kuita panozofamba sei?
Ah, tinotoona kutoti zvikaramba zvakadai kusvika muna December tinogona kunge tatobuda zvakare mubusiness much nekuti tee tisingachikwanisi kuti titenge mafuta acho ekuti tidiise.
Mungati imi makatarisa nguva yamaimboita zvekurima izvi gore rapfuura maibata mari yakaita sei nezvamakuita iye zvinezvi?
Panguva yatanga achishandisa maus dollars waisarawo uine mari yekuti mhuri irarame kana kutotengawo kambudzi kambudzi kagore, asi iye zvino iri zvakatooma. Mari iri kuperera mumunda yozi kuvatarisa bhegi racho izvozviri kuti utenge fetalize reko da 360 zvichikwira kuti ukwanise kuzozvima.
Saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nevehurumende maiti chii?
Ndofunga ndakambotaura before indaifungidzira kuti hurumende kwese kwai kuita kutenderera dai vanga vasina bvisa mari dzimwe dzose kwasara United States dollar chete munyika zvinhu zvaiita zvakanaka.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu chaizvo, tinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Mr. Joe, they are saying that he is running a gardening, shall we say, business in Mondorongezi, but he's saying he's really contemplating giving it up because he doesn't have enough money to buy fuel to be able to water his garden. And he's saying at least last year, this time, he was able to charge in U.S. dollars. That meant that he would have a little bit left for his family and also maybe to buy a goat or two. But now there's nothing left. So he's saying the government should revert to the U.S. dollar.
Mr. Chuma, I think you heard the last caller here. You know, he's mentioning a lot of things. And to add on to that, the Zimbabwean government has stopped, releasing figures, inflation figures. So meaning that maybe the economy is worse than what people are thinking. So at the end of the day, you know, what is going to happen to the to this country? Mr. Chuma?
There's one thing that people need to understand and probably do. You know, even the Bible says there are different seasons. There's a time to buy, there's a time to cry, to be happy. And even in our situation here, people must understand that there's a time for politics and campaigning and elections. And then definitely there must be a time for development. And development knows no political boundary. Development means that everybody thinks of Zimbabwe first and anything else later secondary. So we need now to move away from the political gear that we've gained so far and now engage the development gear. Once we do that, the beauty of it is that everyone becomes focused on giving Zimbabwe a chance to breathe. And then no one is looking down upon the other for whatever reason, whether be it tribal or partyism or whatever ism can want to creep into people's thinking. So we then now think of saying, what are the best solutions for Zimbabwe? We now have Emmerson Chamisa and Emmerson Mnangagwa sitting on the same table and talking development for Zimbabwe. Just like I was so glad when I saw after the election in South Africa, when I saw the Malema and that day Hela all going up in Parliament congratulating Ramaphosa for winning the presidency, and everybody focusing on South Africa to say let's move on forward. And it also happened when you are in America. I remember Hillary Clinton, despite all the shenanigans that occurred on that election, she went on to embrace Trump and said, look, America first, let bygones be bygones, let's move on forward and prosper America. This is the thing, and this is the thinking that we need to actually cultivate in Zimbabwe.
But people are saying the election was stolen. That's the problem. Maybe that's the basis of the whole kind of, issue, you know?
My brother, people were given chances to bring a fourth V-level and every, and they went to court themselves and they lost the case. Right now, President Mnangagwa is recognized all over the world, even including by America itself, the United Nations, the African Union, SADC. So what is the point of why is there nobody? Even the countries that seem to hate us, they have actually embraced the election results, and they've embraced the fellow as the rightful president of Zimbabwe. So why are we keep on betting on imaginary things like the history? Yet this same person is being embraced all over. There's no country, not even one, that has come out and said, no, we're not recognizing the president of Zimbabwe because the elections are stolen. Not even one. So why are you not moving forward? You see, I tweeted on Chamisa's wall, telling him about the story in the Bible. If you remember, David was actually anointed to be king while Saul was still alive and king. So David did not become king. He first waited for Saul to finish his mandate as king, but yet he was already anointed by Samuel. But because Saul was there, David did not rush to go into the palace. He waited first until Samuel finished his mandate, and then he came in later after that. I was thinking to Samuel, say, why don't you wait as well? Let Saul finish his mandate, and then maybe one day we might begin to see something positive in you. But uh-huh. Right now, the way you are fighting and making things worse like this, we are not believing in you at all.
Thank you.
So that is the point. We need to give each other a chance. We need to give the president a chance and all focus. If we critically, let's critically positively by proffering a solution and suggesting
thank you, Mr. Chuma. Yeah.
Our economy forward.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Stateke ubaba usibusiso ecingweni kunapha. Ubaba usibusiso kunjani?
Siyaphila babudubeli njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Wena ubona njani udaba lwezibapho ukuthi amafutha ezimota ahlale ekhuphuka nje ongapheliyo?
Hayi, dube lento izisa ubuhlungu, kodwa ke vele okusalayo ukuthi into engiyibonayo laphana vele amafutha emoto ngathi aona umuntu oyiwani noma ngoyinangagwa noma ngibani. Ongawukuthi ngabe bayadinga amakhampani amaningi azokwazi ukuthi enze i-competition every day. And uhulumende wakhona othi ukhona akakhontroli yonke into. Ukubonisa khona ukuthi lento vele ngeyakhe okwenza ukuthi angavali ukukhuphuka kwamafutha emoto yini, ngoba uma kukhuphuka kwamafutha emoto kukhuphuka yonke into, ukudla kuyakhuphuka, i-transport iyakhuphuka. Manje abantu bayophila njani ngaphezu kwalokhu uthi uyawina ukhetho? Mina angikuboni lokhu ukuthi i-ZANU-P F le kuphela isiswele ukuthi ngenza njani. Isiphilele ukuthi kudle bona kuphela. Siyahlupheka dube sisemazweni sibizwa ngazo zonke inhlamba esiyizo, kodwa nasekhaya kuyashisa. Akubonisi ukuthi mhlambe kungaba noshintsho ukuthi kube ngcono. Hayi, lokhu kusisoma kusiya phambili. Manje siyogcina ngani?
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu, ungadinga kusasa Sibusiso.
Siyabonga.
Yes, so according to Sibusiso, the only fix would be to have many companies to deal in fuel, and maybe that could be some kind of competitive field so that as many people can import fuel as possible. So I think the government actually opened that, and maybe the regulation part of it is through the energy authority. Mm-hmm. So that maybe that's where the problem is.
Yes, let's take a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Sisimazimakabiwa.
Ai, watiri, wadi, truptaura nani uye zemuri kupi?
Na bragibsa, na bragibsa, wungi
anivu. Nyapila mfoi tute.
Mri taura na Godfrey hapa, mri vaka waka Afrika.
Taura itinski.
Nyayache ya mafuta ya watu wa mera mungese. Chinone chandiju kutu kanza wa kuruwe lawa wanachuma wa chitaura hawa. Andi zote warugura hata mera kumika hiki. The same song ya wango imba yo ya chitaura kutaha. Tuda kudai na manji wachitungo shita. Wachitungo imba the same song. Andi zoda wago ni kukomboza wame so ngereri nani mwizikuwa newami.
Saka po itu wa seya hapa imiji isha mgada kuna shichi itu wa kutiju ni shifambi.
Kwa ngawari dhuguti hivo suwele ya kuira hapa. Iyo nduwa nito uriwa wata mbureka. Manzo mtereka mbuta urapa ya kitu nite jureta kura 150, but ine nda ni munu wani. Saba zvakadari izvozvo zvinongoramba zvichienda nekuda kwokuti ivo havabvume kuti zvinhu hazvina zvashata, vanenge vachingoti zvinhu zviri right.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, tinokutendai chaizvo kola.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ngwenya, mino kana muchiripo mm-hmm. panare. Vangwenya.
Tiripo.
Ehe, mumbo tibatsirawo manzwa zviri kutaura kola izvi, mungati chii nezvaari kutaura.
Haicho kwari nokuti vanhu vanotonga vezano pefu vagara vanhu vanongoramba vachingotaura kuti chazodai tozodai tozodai. Kana ivo handiti vari kuti vane mandate vakavhoterwa navanhu. Saka kana pane crisis vaira kuti kuizvi zviri kunetsa vari kutsvagira chamisa kutsvagira chii. Ngavagadzisiwe nokuti ndo vakatiwa mukana uku wokutonga. Saka kana wakanzi unotonga kana uri mubhora uri muground uchitamba, tamba kana wachitadza unogara vabhenji. Saka ndiona sokuti nini kana vakabvuma kuti vatadza. Kutsvagwa munhu akazvimirira ega anovagarisa pasi ivo vachamisa navanhu navanangagwa. Hazviite kuti Mnangagwa adaidze Chamisa nokuti Chamisa ari kutoti iwe wacho uri kudaidza ndiwo une mhosva yekudibirira vetsarudzo. Saka vari kuzvibvuma kuti pane problemu zvekutaura navachuma izvi zvekuti tichadii togodai takazozvidzwa kugara. Legitimacy yagara haipo. Hazviri kuti kana pasina legitimacy nyika dzisi dzotaura kuti hapana legitimacy. Saka kana ivo vachitonga kana vachiti vari kugona kutonga vasanetsana naChamisa nokuti Chamisa akagara kunze kumaspectator haana kana kutombogara pabhenji. Saka sekuona kwangu havazivi kuti dambudziko riri kupi. Ende kana doctor achitaura newe usingazivi kuti urunzwa chii hapana zvaangaita. Saka vanhu vezanu havazivi kuti chii chiri kukanganisika munyika. Havana kana plani yavanayo ivo chavanoda kungokubiridzira mhayo masarudzo chedu. Saka kana ngavatosiyana nazvo nokuti vari kuramba vachingokanganisa zvinhu. Vanhu vanogona vanoguma vagumbuka vanhu vakutemana nematombo musiriri vanhu vakufa. Saka ngavachirega zvichakanaka kana kuti ngavatitsvage munhu anovagarisa pasi nekuti vanhu vanoziva kugadzita nyika variko asi havakwanisi kupinda mungara vaizanupf yavo yakunyura mvura iyi.
Thank you very much. Please stay on the line. I think you have a caller.
Yes, I've got a caller. Paul Ndlovu. Baba Paul Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani mfakazi?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ye, kuyahlupha amafutha emoto ezimoto kwale Zimbabwe kuthini ngakho khonokho?
Yazi ukuhlupha kwamafutha ezimota ngapho kuthi nje konke okuhlupha ekhaya jikelele. Ngibona ngazathi mhlawumbe igovernment ayisela maqhinga okuthi le nto esingazilungisa kanjani. So ya ngendlela engibona ngakhona mina igovernment yeZimbabwe yabona kahle kahle ukuzehlisa masehlekile angiboni ukuthi kungaba inkinga. Bona abazehlise bavuma ukuthi hayi sibe sizama but sokusiyehlule ukuthi sivuselele ilizwe sele bahlule. I'm sure ngicabanga futhi ukuthi le ndlela abalithatha ngayo ilizwe balithatha bengakwazi ukuthi balithatha belisa kuphi bapho ukugreba nje ipower. But ukuthi bazenzani after that babe ngelawo lawo maqhinga. Yikho nje ubona namanje ukuthi bayemuva oba phambili oba yenzeni ngabala plan. Bona bathatha ipower then kwaphela lapho but abala plan ngelizwe. Yikho nje ubona bizana lihlupha ngale ndlela ngoba abala plan.
Mhm. So ubona ngani kuyahlupha khona ku pokulungiswa njani? 1 minute.
Indlela abangalungisa ngayo idase ngithi mina kabazehlise bavuma ukuthi hayi sathatha ilizwe singazi ukuthi ukubusa ilizwe akufuni ukuhlula ukuthi ilizwe ulihluthuni. Ilizwe uma ulithatha ukuthi ulibuse kumele ulithathe ngendlela e-right. Or ma kuwukuthi mhlawumbe subonile ukuthi uyehlulekile vuma ukuthi hayi thina siyehlulekile sinasazi lokhu nalokhu but-ke sesicela ukuthi mhlawumbe ilizwe silibisele back to ebantwini abantu bakhethe bona inkokheli esingakwazi ukuthatha ilizwe zilise phambili. Nothi kuomele le ntweni yobonaka ukuthi vele angeke uzuyikhona ngoba vele kahle kahle kona ayikho into abangayenza. Ilizwe liphethe zimpuphuthi zabazi ukuthi kahle kahle bayabo bonke beyi-2 abantu abaphethe laphana esikhuluma iqiniso abazi ukuthi ilizwe ulithatha la ulise kuphi. Isolution okwamandaba abanayo. Isolution nje abangabanayo ukuthi abavuma ukuthi bathathe ilizwe balibisele back ebantwini kube ngabantu abazodecide i-future yeZimbabwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Paul Ndlovu ungathina lokusasa baba. Yeah, so in brief, Paul Ndlovu saying the government has actually failed to run the country and the best thing is to just humble themselves and say, we have failed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a new kind of setup, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I think we have a caller. Hello, caller. Mm.
I understand he dropped, but let me take this opportunity to just acknowledge some of those that are following us on our VOA Shona Facebook page before we go back to our guest to wrap up. We have our top fans that are here, and also our regular fans. We thank you. And some are always asking, how do you get a badge of being a top fan? You have to be following and commenting and sharing the live feed. Cornelius Musitu, thank you very much. Zulu, 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 thank you. Chemist Moyo, thank you very much. Parazai Ian Matongo, thank you. Egias Muvindi, our top fan, thank you very much. We were not able to call you today, but we will definitely call you in future. Mutengo, Robson Jojo is here, but I hear Courtney is back. Hello, caller.
Come on, you know.
Taura itins, we took Taura nani?
Oh, nikuluma
Courtney. Okay, ufunu kulume itindebele.
Ah, masculine is sure, masculine is sure.
Oh, I hear
you. I think. I think.
I watch better Makadarum Kulumena Gibbs at Panapa since Michit Kuluma Gibbs
Kuluma. Yeah, void Uber and General Gwenzale. Ask Kumake, no future smart.
But basically, it was just, you know, saying that he feels that there should be an open market for anybody to import fuel. Otherwise, this problem will keep persisting.
Right. Let's go back to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Joseph Chuma, we have been hearing people that that are saying your party has literally failed. And this question is based on the fact that maybe you've been in the ZANU-PF system for a long time. Now, the question is, we heard long back that there was this economic system called ESAP. Thereafter, we had many other blueprints, including ZIMPREST, ZIMASSET, you know, even projects like the Chatropa one, then comes the Command Agriculture. And people are saying all those actually failed. And they're saying it's because ZANU-PF is incapable of running a country. So now they're saying that's why people are in such a fix. Just your quick response on that.
But my simple response is that the reason why I keep on mentioning that it's time we do development and have even Chinese coming on board and we're all working together. And people are saying, no, why should you not? Because you've been given the mandate. Let me explain what it means. Even if right now Chinese are becoming the president and MDC is the ruling party, if we decide not to play ball and sabotage him, you being in the same situation as us right now. Do you know how it actually happens? So for a country's economy to thrive, there's need for foreign direct investment, there's need for engagement with everybody. But look at it this way now. We are having people in DC, super people. Just yesterday, I was watching a video of a Job Sikala, who happens to be the vice chairman of MDC, actually making threats on Twitter, saying that I'm giving Emerson another 2 weeks to take the call, to take his phone and call a Chamisa, our president. If he doesn't do that, okay, we're coming to the streets, we're going to remove him, violently. And now, he has an investor who has to come to Zimbabwe, genuinely. And we've seen such a situation. Do you think that person is going to come and pay money in Zimbabwe while there are threats of unrest and wars and stuff like that? They will not do that. So it becomes difficult for us as a government to implement things that are going to take corrective measures.
Yes.
We need the investor who will come here and put plans even for manufacturing medicines, manufacturing cars and stuff. How will they come to Zimbabwe when other people are making threats every day? So we are now living in fear to say anytime anything can actually start, can just erupt and we can be in a situation where there's a civil war or something like that.
Mr. Chuma, I think we'll have to hold your horse there, you know, and just ask Mr. Ngwenya Kungopinda 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Ngotoro Nemas Gataurwa Navachuma, Mnoa Onasi.
Ya, nekuti kana hurumende ine corruption, kana hurumende isina mandate, kana hurumende ichiramba kuti haigoni, kuti inogona, vari vachiti vanogona, ivo vasingagoni, hapana chinhu chingafamba. Saka ngavagadzirise zvavakatanga ivo kukangasa kwacho.
Aiwa, tinokutendai.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Time is out. Sorry, we're out of time. Yeah. To thank our guests, Mr. Joseph Chuma and Mr. Joyce Gwenya. Selling office keeps to be in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying, hey, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk. Ngati kurukurei. Bye-bye.